T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It's Entertainment Schmig. I am Jen Myers, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Okay, some happy baby news. Gigi Hadid and her boyfriend Zayn have welcomed their baby. It's a baby girl. No word on the name. But Zayn posted a little picture yesterday of this little teeny tiny baby hand holding his finger. He said, "Our baby girl is here, healthy and beautiful. To try to put into words how I'm feeling right now would be an impossible task. The love I feel for this tiny human is beyond understanding. Grateful to know her, proud to call her mine, and thankful for the life we will have together."
They had a baby, baby.
They did.
That's Zayn, right?
Yeah, nice.
Zayn and Taylor Swift.
That's a great song. We got to crank that more. That's such a good song.
I know.
Congratulations to them.
I know. You know what?
Imagine this will be an attractive child.
Yeah, no kidding. Emma Stone and Dave McCary, they're married. So I talked the other day about how Emma was spotted out for the first time since quarantine wearing overalls, and she definitely had a baby bump. I hate speculating about stuff like that, because sometimes you just had a big dinner the night before. But I think she is expecting, and they canceled their big wedding and ceremony over this past 6 months. She was spotted wearing a gold band, and her rep confirmed that they did get married. He's a former segment director on Saturday Night Live.
Mm. Hmm.
So, yeah, they got engaged in December of last year, and
so did they confirm that she's pregnant, or just that they're married?
A source said that they have tied the knot.
No, but I mean, did anyone confirm that she's pregnant?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Still just speculation.
Still totally speculating.
Okay.
All right, Kelly Clarkson, man, she has got a lot of stuff going on. Season 2 of her talk show, she addressed her divorce with Brandon Blackstock, and now she showed up yesterday on the show wearing an eye patch.
Kelly Clarkson did?
Yeah, she said, "Sorry, I look like a pirate. I hurt my eye, and I have to wear an eye patch. It's so ridiculous. You have to be interviewed by a pirate today."
Oh, man. I wonder what happened.
Something got into her eye while she was filming The Voice. She said she maybe cut it. She did something. It got infected. And she said it looked like Will Smith in that movie Hitch.
She turned her chair too fast, and the producers get upset. They're like, they're blind auditions. And if you do it again, we'll take the other one.
Oh, she's like... She said she was wearing all... She had already picked out her outfit for The Voice. And it was all black. So then she put the eye patch on, and she looked like an assassin. She looked like a movie character. Poor Kelly. Man. And also, another celebrity with a coronavirus story. Jack Osbourne, Ozzy and Sharon's son, said his two daughters contracted coronavirus.
Mm.
Ooh.
But... like, the reason I clicked on this story is because he explained exactly how they contracted it. And it's something really simple. They both drank out of the same cup as someone who had coronavirus.
Oh.
Mm.
And his daughters are 5 and 8. So, yeah. He said, well, actually, he has 3 daughters. One's 2 and a half. But the 2.5-year-old and one of the other daughters, like, drank out of the same cup, which is totally a little kid thing to do. You hear someone drinking out of the same cup as someone who has coronavirus, and you're like, well, yeah, duh, you don't do that. Oh, they were 5? Oh, yeah, they drink out of any cup that's laying around.
They do whatever they want, yeah. I mean, frankly, the whole Osborne family has been dodging a bullet with this coronavirus thing. When the family patriarch is known for biting the heads off bats, somebody... It's right. It's incredible to me that they got it just from sharing a cup with somebody.
That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more a little after 8:30 this morning. And Lance Hildebrand coming up in just a few minutes with traffic.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollments. Okay, let's start, before we get to Masked Singer, start with a couple postponements. Black Widow and Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake have been pushed back to 2021.
Man.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to show Black Widow?
I don't know.
Because that thing has been just on the shelf for a while now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not it. This is going to make you really depressed, okay? Elton John rescheduled all of his tour dates to 2022.
And isn't it a farewell tour?
Yeah.
You almost feel bad for him. He was like...
ready to retire.
Yeah. I mean, that's a few years longer.
No doubt.
The Enterprise Center show has been rescheduled for March 30th, 2022.
Oh, I'm busy. That's too bad. It has to be that night.
Masked Singer last night. They unmasked the first contestant. It was the dragon. Pretty, like, it would be pretty easy, by the way, for you to figure out the masked dragon, because it was, spoiler alert, Busta Rhymes.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Busta Rhymes got kicked off the first week?
That hurts.
But yeah, pretty much everybody knew. They're like, yeah.
I would love to have heard. They just knew immediately, because nobody raps like that. I'd love to have heard that.
I know.
Was he spitting verses, or was he singing?
That's a good question. I didn't get a chance to see it last night, but he said it was like a bright spot in this year, because it's been such a dark year, and he said he liked being a part of some feel-good energy, and he said he felt safe, like all the social distancing precautions they took on the show were great, and it was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, he's very likable.
I know. Tom Hanks, also very likable. He usually tops the list of, like, most beloved actors. This is almost like a little things you didn't know in the Schmig about Forrest Gump. So the movie company refused to film a couple scenes that ended up in the final cut of the movie because they said it was too expensive to film. One of the parts was where Forrest runs across the country. Mm. Paramount said, no, not footing the bill for that. So Tom and the director, Robert Zemeckis, put up the money. They felt it was, like, crucial to the film. So there was that scene and another scene where they stepped up, put in their own money, but in return, they wanted a bigger share of the profits. And that is why Tom Hanks made $65 million off of Forrest Gump.
Wow.
How much?
$65 million.
That's pretty good. It's not like that Connery thing we talked about the other day where he would have made $450 million if he had just played Gandalf.
Exactly.
I think it's funny that the scene they... wouldn't pay for just required a camera and a pickup truck on an empty road. Right. You know what I mean? They're like,
we can't do that.
Yeah, the CGI for Elvis, we got it. No problem. Bring LBJ back to life, we got it. But there's no way we can afford to shoot you running.
Yeah, right. Another song made famous by a movie, Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Wasn't their biggest hit when it came out in the early 80s, but they said because of the movie 500 Days of Summer, starring one of Tim's favorite actresses, Zooey Deschanel.
Siri, order Chinese food.
After it was used in that movie, it took on a life of its own, and they just celebrated 1 billion streams of the song.
Wow.
Wow.
Which, 1 billion streams, by the way, a lot like Tom Hanks, it adds up to about $6.50 that they've earned on royalties from all those streams.
Wow. That's it?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you don't make a lot of money from streams.
Hey, can I hit you with some breaking schmig that maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't?
Yeah.
Father of the Bride, Part 3?
Yeah, coming to Netflix.
Is it Netflix? Okay.
I believe so.
Tomorrow?
Ooh, tomorrow?
I think it's coming out tomorrow. With like the whole cast of Father of the Bride. I don't know if it's a movie. I don't know if it's a streaming, like a virtual thing.
It's a reunion. But I don't... Yeah, Netflix confirmed that it's going to happen.
Cool.
So I don't know that it's... they're reuniting the cast, but I don't know that it's an actual film.
Hmm.
But yeah, get excited.
I'm excited.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were such a... It threw me for a loop because for someone who loathes the film Love Actually, I'm surprised you like Father of the Bride.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Steve Martin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are totally different. I don't know. I've never even seen Love Actually, so I don't know.
But Jim's getting married soon. He's doing his research.
Yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at 198.com in podcast form as well. And we're going to play a little Zayn and Taylor Swift because Zayn, he's a dad. He just celebrated with an Instagram post of his new baby girl.
His new baby.
That's right.
baby.
Here he is on The Wake Up on 198.
Been sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come.
Like 198, it's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance, and then me, I'm Kevin, and we've got celebrity birthdays, famous people born today, September 24th. Let's start off with a guy who you know best from Broadway, where he was Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen, and he also was the scene-stealing magician in Pitch Perfect, and he's also got that Netflix show with Gwyneth Paltrow. How old is Ben Platt?
Will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. Waiting through a window.
Is that Netflix show The Campaign, right? Is that what it's called? Or The Election or something like that?
Yeah.
It's good. It's real funny.
Yeah.
I also watch, he's got a thing, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon, a special, like a concert special from Radio City Music Hall, and it's real well done.
Oh, cool.
It looks really cool.
Oh, The Campaign was with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
It's like The Politician or something like that.
Oh, The Politician. I think you're right. That's it, with Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Evan Hansen and I broke my heart. 35?
37.
I was thinking younger, 34.
27.
No way.
That's what it says here, 27.
What's wrong with us? Man, 27?
Yeah.
Huh. So he's not, I mean, he's 10 years older than Evan Hansen, but.
All right, your next birthday. This guy's in incredible shape, and he hosts Restaurant Impossible. How old is Robert Irvine?
This food is inedible. No wonder nobody comes here.
Yeah, but what kind of shape is he in?
Incredible
oh,
shape.
Oh, he is? All right.
He started with that.
Man.
Irvine. Yeah, he's a wild card.
52.
I'm thinking 50s as well. 56.
58.
55. All right. And speaking of incredible shape.
Incredible shape, Robert Irwin.
This guy played Hercules and then was the captain on Andromeda. How old is Kevin Sorbo?
Wait a minute. This isn't my world. Disappointed!
Well, another one of the famous Kevins.
Kevin Sorbo.
62?
62 is correct.
Wow.
Nice job.
Sorbo fan.
Woo-hoo. Kevin fan, really. First and foremost.
Your next birthday, we had her on the show years ago to promote the sequel to her huge movie, and she was delightful. The big movie was My Big Fat Greek Wedding. How old is star Nia Vardalos?
Here, eat some rice. I don't want to. I'm good, Kim. I'm good.
You know what I'm good? I could slap you like a chicken.
57.
58.
58 is correct.
Wow. Jen's on fire.
Give me another one.
All right, let's see if you get this one.
I'm going to label this one.
Hall of Famer for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, great.
How old is the great Mean Joe Green?
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody get that guy a Coke.
All right, so that Mean Joe Green commercial was like late 70s, early 80s. He was maybe 70. That one wrong.
72?
73.
74.
Mm. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
What kind of shape is Mean Joe Green in?
He's in great shape for a guy that old. It always has been.
He's no, I already don't know the guy's name.
Robert Irvine?
Impossible guy. Yeah.
Irvine. Check him out. I think he's a retired bodybuilder.
Yeah, check him out, guys. He's in incredible shape. Everybody check out Robert Irvine.
Yeah, right. Has he aged well, Kevin?
Yes!
He's aged quite well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.